Sharon Nelson sat in her lavish kitchen, the sunlight streaming through the large windows and illuminating the marble countertops. She stirred her coffee absentmindedly, her mind racing with thoughts of her husband, Dr. Perry Nelson. Boredom had seeped into their marriage, and she yearned for something more. The thrill of life had slipped away, and she craved excitement. Dr. Nelson entered, briefcase in hand, his eyes weary from a long day. He greeted Sharon with a distracted smile, unaware of the storm brewing in her heart. She had plans, dangerous plans that involved more than just a fleeting affair. Across town, Virginia Larzelier paced her opulent living room, the shimmering chandeliers casting shadows on her walls. Her husband, Norman, was in his dental office, blissfully unaware of her machinations. Virginia had grown tired of his controlling nature, viewing him as a hurdle in her pursuit of wealth and luxury. She smiled to herself as she remembered the lavish lifestyle she envisioned, but it hinged on one crucial factor, Norman's removal. Jason, Virginia's son, entered the room, a look of uncertainty on his face. He had sensed the tension, but was oblivious to his mother's true intentions. She wrapped her arms around him, her voice sweet as honey. "We are going to make everything better, sweetheart!" Back at Sharon's home, she received a text from her lover, Gary Adams. He was eager, excited for the next step in their plan. She felt a rush of power. With a flick of her wrist, she sent a message that would set the wheels of destruction in motion. The two women, connected by their ambitions, were both plotting the unthinkable. Their paths, though separate, were about to intertwine in a way that would change everything. As the night descended, Sharon and Virginia prepared for the dark deeds ahead. Murder was not just an act, it was a means to an end. For both, it was a way to reclaim their lives. The stakes had never been higher, and the men in their lives were blissfully unaware of the danger lurking just beneath the surface. In the shadows, the whispers of betrayal and manipulation began to swirl, binding their fates together in a chilling embrace. The game had started, and neither woman intended to lose. Sharon sat in silence, the weight of her decision pressing down like a heavy stone. She glanced at the clock on the wall. It was almost 9. Gary would arrive soon. She rehearsed the words in her mind, how she would convince him to do what needed to be done. Her heart raced with adrenaline as she envisioned the freedom that lay ahead, the life she always craved. Meanwhile, Virginia paced back and forth in her living room, her heels clicking against the marble floor. Jason watched her with concern but said nothing. He had grown wary of her late-night whispers and secretive phone calls. Today she had a plan. She turned to him, her expression softening. "I need your help, Jason. Something important is going to happen tonight." "What do you mean?" Jason asked, his brow furrowing. She smiled, a practiced charm masking her true intentions. "Just trust me, sweetheart. We are going to make our lives better. I promise." As darkness settled over the city, Sharon's phone buzzed. It was Gary. "I'm outside," he texted. She felt a thrill shoot through her. This was the moment. She composed herself and moved to the door, gripping the handle tightly. The air felt charged with anticipation as she opened it. Gary stepped inside, his face lit up with excitement. "What's the plan?" he asked, looking eager to dive into the chaos they had planned. Sharon led him to the kitchen, her hands smoothing over the polished counter. "I want you to do something for me," she began, her voice low and steady. "I need you to take care of Perry." Gary's face hardened as he registered her words. "You mean?" "Yes," she leaned in, capturing his gaze. "You know it has to be done for us!" Across town, Virginia prepared for her own dark act. She had lured Norman into a false sense of security, promising him an extravagant evening. As he settled into the couch, she poured them both glasses of wine, a sinister smile creeping onto her lips. It was the last toast they would share. "Here's to new beginnings," Virginia said, raising her glass. Norman clinked his glass with hers, oblivious to the danger surrounding him. Outside, the night air was thick with tension, each house hiding its secrets and schemes. As the clock ticked, both women moved closer to their goals. The silence of the night was punctured only by their racing hearts. Tomorrow, everything would change. But first, they had to eliminate the obstacles standing in their way. In their perverse sense of freedom, they felt unstoppable. But as the clock edged toward midnight, an air of foreboding settled around them. Would their carefully laid plans unravel, or would they finally seize the power they craved? Sharon's breath quickened as she watched Gary's resolve firm up. He nodded slowly, understanding the weight of her request. "Tonight, then," he said, a hint of excitement flashing in his eyes. She felt a rush, a mix of fear and exhilaration flowing through her. This was her moment. Just as she was about to elaborate, her phone buzzed with a message from Virginia. "It's time," it read. Sharon's heart sank. Virginia had a plan, too, and she could sense the intertwining of their fates. Whatever was about to unravel, both women were in too deep. Meanwhile, in Virginia's home, Jason finished a quick call with a friend, feeling uneasy. He sensed something was off as he watched his mother pace. "Mom, are you sure about this?" he asked, desperation creeping into his voice. She turned, a steely glint in her eye. "It's the only way, Jason. We can't go on like this." She leaned closer, her voice low. "We'll be free. We'll live like kings." He hesitated, torn between loyalty and the gnawing feeling that they were crossing a line. The clock struck 11, and the air grew thick with tension. Sharon and Gary moved through the quiet streets, the shadows cloaking their motives. A sinister excitement electrified the air between them. As they approached Perry's home, Sharon felt her heart pound in her chest. This was it. Virginia sat with Norman, who was oblivious to the storm brewing within her. "You're so good to me, honey," she said, masking her true self. "This will make us stronger." He smiled, raising his glass again, still unaware of his impending fate. The two actions unfolded in tandem. In Sharon's world, Gary entered Perry's study, and with a swift movement, the deed was done. Perry's shocked expression lingered in the air as he slumped forward, unaware of who had betrayed him. Sharon's heart raced, but a cold satisfaction flooded her as she realized the power she wielded. Across town, Virginia watched through the lens of desperation. Just as she prepared to initiate her own plan, she received a call from Jason. "Mom, I can't do this," he shouted. The hesitancy shattered her resolve. She felt her plan slipping away, a crack forming in her carefully constructed facade. "Stay out of it," she bellowed, but the words came out weak. In the silence of that moment, Norman's voice echoed in her mind, a haunting reminder of betrayal and chaos. The night ended with their ambitions dissolving into chaos. Sharon stood over Perry's lifeless body, her triumph hollow. Virginia faced Jason, the weight of her choices crashing down on her. Their paths veered apart, and the haunting reality set in. Their desires had led them to darkness, but not without cost. Both women would face the fallout of their choices. In the cold light of day, justice would come for them, but the damage was done. They had crossed a line from which there was no return. A lingering question remained. Was the freedom they sought worth the lives they shattered?